A number of events are planned for Orange Shirt Day and the inaugural National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Orange Shirt Day was inspired by Phyllis Webstead's story. Webstead was 6 years old when she arrived at a residential school and had her orange shirt taken away. September 30th, people are encouraged to wear orange to honor residential school survivors, their families and those who never made it home. An Orange Shirt Day walk starts at 11 a.m. at the Timmins Native Friendship Center. It will head down to Balsam Street, 3rd Avenue and Cedar Street before returning to the center. COVID-19 protocols like wearing masks and social distancing will be in place. After the walk, there will be a guest speaker sharing their experience of residential school, a sacred fire, tea and bannock. There's a new crosswalk to commemorate National Day for Truth and Reconciliation downtown Timmins at the intersection of 3rd Avenue and Pine Street South. It's being officially unveiled at 10 a.m. in Matheson. The Wagoshig flag is being repatriated at the municipal offices. The ceremony starts at 11 a.m. and there will be speeches from Chief June Black and Mayor Giles Latterroot. Afterwards, Wagoshig First Nation is hosting a traditional feast at the Family Lodge from noon to 3 p.m. All are welcome. How are you marking the first ever National Day for Truth and Reconciliation? Send your photos or stories to meja@timminstoday.com. A 24-hour National Residential School Crisis Line to support former students and their families is available at 1-866-925-4419.